Last fall, 16 wildfires tore across Northern California. 44 people died, and thousands of homes and other buildings were either damaged or destroyed. And the big question back in October was, what caused the fires, and could they have been prevented? California State Fire Agency has released the cause for 12 of the wildfires in the North Bay. And there's a common thread. In all but one, Cal Fire named Pacific Gas and Electric, the biggest utility in California, as a culprit. The news confirms what KQED reporters heard in 911 calls as they listened to the night that the fire started.
What's on fire?
A transformer blew, a PG&E transformer, and it lit up our whole window.
Is there a house on fire? What's on fire?
PG&E emergency dispatch.
Hi, I need this Redcom. I need you expedited for a wires down that started a structure fire.
Is there anyone trapped in that location?
Nope. Fire's on scene. I have to go. Bye-bye.
Marisa Lagos is a political reporter for KQED, and she's part of the team that's been investigating the North Bay fires. Marisa, thanks for coming back.
Thanks for having me.
So this is pretty big news. What have we learned about the causes of the North Bay fire so far?
Well, in all, we've heard about 12 fires, actually 16 across Northern California, but 12 within the region we're talking about. And in basically every case, they've said that it is PG&E lines. Now, that doesn't mean necessarily that the utility will be held completely liable in all those cases. They're saying that in 8 of those cases that they're referring them to prosecutors because they believe that PG&E may not have followed all the state laws and regulations around keeping the maintenance going around those lines, clearing brush and trees, that sort of thing.
Had this been a concern before these fires started? What was it? Is it that they're not taking care of the lines? Is that these lines are susceptible to fires no matter what? Give us a sense of what their culpability could be in this.
Well, this is not the first time this has happened. There was actually a deadly fire up in Butte County in the foothills several years ago that also killed somebody for similar reasons. And you might remember the 2010 San Bruno blast where a gas line owned by PG&E blew up a neighborhood in the Bay Area and killed 8 people. So I do think that there have been questions for years about PG&E's safety practices around upkeep of, you know, its equipment. In the San Bruno case, for example, they were actually found by regulators and in court to have basically taken money that they said they were using on safety tests and upgrades and to sort of have rerouted that to shareholders. We don't know if that's the case here. And I think it's important to note that there were extraordinary conditions the night of these fires, hot, dry winds that fueled these blazes once they broke out. But I think that the question, yeah, now becomes, did they make sure there was enough feet of clearance around power lines in areas where there are trees and brush? Did they, you know, upgrade those lines and use the best technology possible? And then another thing we reported on is this issue of whether or not, and in this case, they didn't, but they should have been powering down lines once, you know, explosions occurred or lines broke. Because once you, you know, repower those lines, they can start sparking and actually start new fires once again. And that's a practice that PG&E and state fire investigators told us they hadn't done in the northern part of the state in the past. They hadn't ordered PG&E to power down lines, but that practice is now changing.
How liable is PG&E in these findings? I mean, you mentioned earlier that they might not face criminal charges. What is the likelihood that they could?
So on the criminal side, that's really going to be up to prosecutors in each of these counties. We now have, you know, 9 of these cases in the wine country area that have been referred to prosecutors. But there's a sort of host of other ways that PG&E could be found liable and ordered by courts or the state to pay fines or damages. So we have over 150 lawsuits pending by victims, including entire counties and cities affected. The state regulators who oversee gas and electric will investigate this. They already are. And in the case of San Bruno, for example, they fined PG&E $1.6 billion. So there's a lot of sort of outstanding potential questions around liability. And at the same time, the utility has been out there very vocal recently about the fact that they want to see state law changed so that they're not on the hook for as much of this. And in some cases, so that utilities can pass off some of these costs to ratepayers instead of shareholders. So, you know, I think this is one of those things that it will drag on for years. We may not know for several years really the full extent of financial. And then, of course, there's, you know, in the criminal issue, they could be prosecuted for felonies.
Well, and I mean, the question, there's so much damage. We had damage to property. There was loss of life in these fires. How are folks in the area reacting to this news? Does it sort of confirm what they had suspected all along for the most part?
I think so. And I think there's a lot of frustration, obviously, about everyone's losses. And I think when you go through that kind of trauma, it, you know, things can re-trigger you and it's very emotional and difficult. And then I think a lot of people are very angry about the fact that, you know, the posture PG&E is taking. They actually filed claims against some of these cities and counties recently, which are precursors to lawsuits, essentially saying, well, this could be the county's fault for not doing, you know, their side of things when it came to letting people build in certain areas or upkeep of other infrastructure. So it's a pretty contentious situation. And again, I think we're going to continue to see this play out in court dozens and dozens of times over.
Now, has PG&E responded directly to this news? Have you had a chance to talk to them yourself?
They have declined most all interviews, but they did put out a statement when these reports were issued last week. They say that they have followed the law and regulations. They say that climate change and drought have really changed the dynamic in California, and that they really do see that this is a bigger problem than just their equipment that the state needs to tackle. And I should note that our governor, Jerry Brown, has indicated, not super directly, but issued some statements where he seems to be backing them up about that new normal and the need to at least look at whether state liability laws need to be updated, given, you know, how destructive some of these fires have become in recent years.
Marisa Lagos is a political reporter for KQED. Thanks so much, Marisa.
Thanks, Tanzina.